This is Free Talk Live, the amateur show. We're launching in hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Mark, you were beginning to tell us something about the primaries across the country. The allegation is, according to the Free Market News Network, that they're changing the rules in order to shut out Ron Paul.
Apparently, that's what the Free Market Network News says. Okay, now the GOP in many states has apparently taken to shutting down the possibility that independents or Democrats can vote for Ron Paul in the GOP primary.
Mm.
Such contests, and as a matter of fact, this is an issue for me. My wife is a registered Democrat, and I'm registered undeclared.
Right.
Every other election here in New Hampshire, I've been able to go in and say, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, in order to vote in whatever primary.
Right. You walk in and they hand you the appropriate sheet of paper.
Right.
Depending on your claim.
And, it looks like I might have to register Republican before October the 12th here.
Wait, are you saying they're changing it in New Hampshire?
That's what the email said, so let's go on a little farther
here. Okay.
Let's see. Such contests inviting a broad electoral spectrum have taken place in the past without controversy or interference. Why now? What's the hurry?
Hmm.
Is it all coincidence? And
Ron Paul, he's only got like 3 internet supporters. I don't know what they're so worried about.
And they're spamming everybody, too.
So I'm hearing that...
So there's no actual real hard evidence here. They're just claiming... I mean, Free Market News Network is a pretty reliable news source, but they're not linking to any stories. They're not linking to any, something tangible beyond just, this is what we hear is happening.
I guess not.
There's also a reference to gambling911.com.
There is.
What's that mean?
Well, apparently it's gambling911, and it's one of those sites where you can decide who's going to be the president and you can bet on it.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And apparently they're saying that that's the case.
Well, please keep us up to date on that, Mark, if you hear anything else, because I'm sure a number of our listeners are somewhat concerned and would like to be advised as to what the best thing to do is.
Oh, yes. With all this momentum behind Ron Paul, I think it's probably scaring the bejeebus out of the Republican establishment. So you can imagine, I'm not surprised to see any dirty tricks in this election to try to keep him out. So we're going to have to make sure we're on top of this stuff and that we're vigilant.
We're going to the phones right now to talk to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hi, guys. Hey. I wanted to talk about a caller that called in yesterday to share a story about his sister that was fell under mental commitment law.
That's correct. In Florida, it's called the Baker Act. In other states, it's called different things.
Right. I actually had that happen to me personally in Wisconsin.
Really?
My family, I've had some trouble dealing with my parents in that. And I moved out of the house about a year ago, and, they really wanted to keep control on my life and stuff. And so basically they called the cops on me and had the cops put me in for 72 hours commitment. And that turned into a 30-day commitment.
Oh, dear.
And you had a question about, who gets put with the bill. A couple months later, I get a bill for $70,000.
Holy crap. You didn't have the choice. They took you
in
this 72-hour thing.
Right.
They analyzed you, did some tests on you. They didn't like your answers to the questions, and so they kept you in for 30 days and then billed you for it?
Right. And
against your will. You couldn't just walk out the front door, right?
Exactly. I was not suicidal. I was not threatening violence against anybody else. I didn't want to do stuff with my parents. I wanted to get independence.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're put in a situation like that, where you're confined and you're locked up and you don't really understand why, you kind of start doing, off-the-wall things or crazy things when you're, forced against your will.
I can see how that can be pretty frustrating, sure.
Right, and so they'll bring you before a judge and a doctor will call in into a courtroom and they'll say, yes, I think this person is mentally unstable and needs to stay in a hospital indefinitely. And so, anyways, I had to get out of the hospital, I had to sign a 6-month commitment where they would monitor me and see if I was going to doctor visits and taking, a bunch of horse pills and things like that they deemed necessary, I guess. And that ended, but throughout this whole thing, though, I get statements from the hospital if they're going to turn me over to a collection agency if they don't receive payment.
No.
And it's really ridiculous. It's like I was put in there forced against my will, but I'm stuck with the bill. So
have you called
the government
them?
Doesn't What's that?
Have you called the hospital and said, hey, look, I was sent by court order. You can't charge me.
Right. It's come to a point where it's like it was such a terrible point in my life where I've just I just don't even try to even deal with the hospital anymore. But
Have you done what he's suggesting and actually called the hospital?
No.
Well, it wouldn't hurt, man. I mean, it never hurts to ask and to talk to somebody about this.
Yeah, I understand why you wouldn't want to talk to them. I totally get that. But it looks like it's going to – already they've caused you a lot of trouble in your life. They're going to cause you more in the area of your credit if you don't talk to them. So, you need to talk to them. It sounds to me like something's very wrong there.
Oh, yeah, but that's what happens, though. I mean, I didn't – voluntarily go in there or anything, but I was forced. I could not physically leave legally, but yet I'm stuck with a bill.
I don't think they can legally give you that bill. I don't think they can imprison you someplace and then charge you for it.
And I talked to my family about this afterwards, and they thought, well, we thought if we got the cops involved, you wouldn't be stuck with any bill.
I'm sure they did think that, and that sounds like a fair assumption.
A lot of people think that calling the cops is going to help their situation, and it usually turns out that the complete opposite happens. But, hey, good luck. Let us know what happens if you call the hospital, and maybe they'll just make it go away. I wouldn't count on it, but it never hurts to ask. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go and talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
Actually, Mark covered it pretty well. I was just going to tell you that you'd better check your laws, because I heard that they were changing the way that the primary was run in New Hampshire, and you had to register by the 12th.
I'll have to make a note then to contact the Department of Elections or the city clerk around here and see if they know anything about this.
And I don't see how they can do it, but
I don't know how they can do it either. It sounded fishy to me too, but on the other hand, politics, it is full of dirty tricks.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It would really stink to get to the primary in January saying, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. I'm undeclared. Can I have the Republican ballot, please? Sorry, you have to be registered Republican. But every one of the other ones, sorry, this one you have to be registered Republican. And, when you're dealing with those little old ladies, all they know is the rules, and they're going to follow the rules. And there's just nothing you can do but get loud and angry.
And you get tased.
Yeah, and then they're going to tase you, bro.
And even if they manage to do that, I still think there's a lot of Republicans that would vote for Ron Paul.
I hope so, but it is definitely going to take a hit. Ron Paul's results are definitely going to take a hit by this, if this indeed is true.
Because there's a lot of independents and even Democrats who had planned on voting for him in the primaries.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that one supporter on the internet, was running an old turbocharged Atari 800 computer, and that's how he was doing
ours. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
I don't think here in New Hampshire the Democrat could vote in the Republican primary. If you're a registered Democrat, I don't believe that you can vote in the Republican primary. Or if you're undeclared and you don't say on the way out, I'd like to be re-registered undeclared, you're going to be, whatever primary it was that you voted in. And it's a good thing to check either way.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So, as you know, I have these little searches that run on the internet. I've got a Technorati search that searches for Free Talk Live.
Excellent.
I've got a Google Alerts search that searches for Free Talk Live, just because it's kind of neat to know if people are saying things about your show and what they're saying. And so these searches end up uncovering blog posts from around the internet that are posted about us. And one of them is a blog entitled Atheistic Libertarian Feminism. And let's see, the blogger claims to be a feminist. Her online name is Montana Wildhack, and she is very, very upset. She says, Free Talk Live is a radio show and podcast hosted by Ian, an atheist and libertarian. I've been an occasional listener to their show for several years, being an atheist and libertarian, and I've always found Ian to be, if not blatantly anti-feminist, not feminist either. Small things, such as their shrine of female listeners, is like a girls gone political rather than wild. And she'll continue attempting to tear apart Free Talk Live. We'll respond, and have a good time. Take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. More from the angry feminist here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract work by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So, also, you need to know that Savvy Rest
Blast mattresses are good stuff. We sleep on them, Mark and myself.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, your mattress was probably manufactured, at least if it's not a Savvy Rest, probably manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. And does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. And Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try the crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
It's the nicest mattress I've ever owned.
I've had a Tempur-Pedic and a SavvyRest, mm-hmm. and they're head-to-head.
Yeah.
Except the SavvyRest doesn't have the chemicals that the Tempur-Pedic does, so
right.
it's just a more natural solution, and it's just as good, in my opinion. And that's what they're competing with. They're really trying to take, because Tempur-Pedic's been around for a long time. They're trying to take away some of their market share.
Well,
and
yeah, the latex mattresses have been around even longer, though.
Really?
Yeah. Latex mattresses used to be a sort of a big thing in the 70s, and for whatever reason they fell off to some extent.
Waterbeds.
Yeah, waterbeds probably took the niche mattress market. And
oh, this you used to have a waterbed. You'd never go back, right?
I thought the waterbed was nice if I were to sleep on it by myself.
Mm.
I enjoyed that and everything, but. Sleeping on a mattress with someone, yeah, but it's much nicer to have the latex mattress.
So we have a blog post here by a self-proclaimed feminist who's very upset with Free Talk Live. She says that she claims to be an atheist and libertarian, and she says she's been listening to Free Talk Live off and on throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
Recently heard something that upset her quite a bit. She says that she's always found me, Ian, to be not, if not blatantly anti-feminist, not feminist either. Now, I'd like to say before we continue, I don't really even know what feminist means. It's like, that's one of those words that's in the category of liberal, conservative, and anarchist.
Right.
I mean, what does it mean to be a feminist? I love women.
Feminist is, it could mean something like, I enjoy being a woman, and I'm proud of that I'm a woman.
Sure, or it can mean I want the government to pass laws to make women on the same level as men.
Or more powerful because they've been
right.
Beneath men for so long.
Reparations, that sort of
thing. That kind of nonsense.
So it could be
yes.
anywhere.
Yeah. Or it could be downright man-hating.
She says small things, such as their shrine of female listeners, is like a girl's gone political rather than wild. Free Talk Live has marginalized females in every way, giving the few that they have special attention, indicating they're not prevalent as radio listeners or liberty-minded individuals, and are always surprised.
I would say that that's true.
Well, it's not true that they're not necessarily radio listeners, but they're FM radio listeners. Just the statistics are that women aren't interested in the AM band, and most of our radio affiliates are on the AM band. So it's just not. I mean, women are more likely to listen to talk radio if it appears on FM. Unfortunately, there just aren't enough FM news talk affiliates out
and
there.
And podcasting, which is someplace that Free Talk Live has had preeminence, when you look at our podcasting numbers, you see that male 18 to 44 mm-hmm. are huge numbers. When you compare them to the females in that category, it's 20%.
So we've got about a fifth.
Yeah, 20% of that number.
So that's just the reality. It's not that they're not out there. It's not that they aren't looking for audio content. It's just that they aren't necessarily looking here or on the radio waves where our show happens to be. Just a reality of the world of talk radio. It's nothing against.
Yeah, I don't know what the FM talkers like Real Radio 104.1 and Orlando, that was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what their numbers are, male to female, but I've always heard that talk radio is a male-driven format, and largely political talk radio is a male-driven format. We talk about a lot of politics on this show. Not all, but a lot.
It's true. And
I'd agree with her that you have some funny ideas about women, but
what do you mean by that?
I just think you do.
Funny ideas about women?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Women are gold diggers. That's a little.
I've never said that.
I've certainly alluded to some ideas like that before. Cheerleaders are dumb. you've said things that sound like those statements.
There are some. Look, and this is
some women are gold diggers.
This is going to be something that
some cheerleaders are dumb.
You're going to see reflected in her blog post is that she's going to act like we think all women are the same. When of course that's absurd. We make generalizations on this show about a lot of things.
And generalizations can be painful to somebody who's in that category. It's
right.
not true about. But generalizations. A lot of times are generally true.
I think there are guys that are gold diggers, too. I mean,
if
you've got a chance to dig gold, I don't think it'll matter if you're a guy or a girl. You're going to, a lot of people will go ahead and jump on that opportunity.
I don't know that they will or won't. I've had the opportunity and haven't done it.
But if somebody attacks me in a bar, I'd rather have a guy to help me than a woman in most cases, wouldn't you? mean, men and women are good at different things in many
ways. But I know a firefighter named Debbie that I would like to have on my side.
Yeah, that's an exception.
Well, again, you're mentioning exceptions, Mark.
Right, yeah.
Just because you wouldn't dig for gold doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of other people that would.
Yeah, I was listening to a story today on combat, women in combat. And one of the big objections of women in combat, and this was according to a woman who advocated keeping women out of combat. Actually, she was saying that if you're in a bad situation, let's say that one of your soldiers right next to you gets injured. If you're a male, a big male, and you've got a woman next to you, she can't carry you out of the battlefield. She can't carry you out of there. So that's the problem.
Well, we should also eliminate skinny guys then from combat as well.
Another thing about women in combat is men have a tendency to naturally want to protect women. Have a sociological tendency to protect women, and therefore having a woman on the battlefield, a guy could do something more
dangerous. Well, once again, Mark, I mean, if you want to start naming exceptions to rules, then you could also point out that there are a lot of men or women hating men that would just as soon kick dirt in the face of a dying female comrade because he hates women.
We could
sit here all night and go back and forth on, well, here's how it is, well, here's some exceptions to that rule. Okay, let's move on with that in mind.
But you know what I was going to say about this, Ian, is that the dictionary says feminism is the advocacy of women's rights on the grounds of political, social, and economic equality to men. Now, I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
No, I think that everybody should be on an even playing field and succeed and fail based on their merits, not the gender.
Right, and I think that largely women have, have equality on an economic scale. They can own property, and they have all the economic rights that a man does. They have all the political rights that a man does. And from a societal standpoint, I don't think we should be involved in it. I don't think that there should be laws to say that women must be treated equally in the workplace. Women must be, and as a libertarian, I'm sure that the blogger there would agree.
I don't know. I'm not going to put any words in her mouth at all.
I understand. But a libertarian would not want to see laws passed that would require women to be treated equally in the workplace any more than they'd want laws passed, for anybody to get equality, because really what the issue is freedom to associate with whom you wish.
That's correct. And be punished by the marketplace if you make bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
And be
free to hire whoever you wish based on the risks that you associate with hiring that person.
So she continues her attack. She says, I'm sure if they were racist, which they are not, they would have problems finding calm minorities willing to listen to their viewpoints. Could you imagine a radio show that advertises taking Asian callers before Caucasian callers? This is exactly how Free Talk Live treats women. As minorities. Okay.
They are minorities.
It certainly is
on our airwaves.
Right. It certainly is a negative viewpoint to suggest that because we give women priority on the phones, that that's somehow being condescending towards women, or
that's sort of the feminist standpoint. Don't hold the door for me. Don't do anything nice for me just because of my gender.
Right. Well, the fact is, people that are on hold, the longer they're on hold, are less likely to stay on hold. And we can talk about the way radio works here in a moment, and we'll continue her critique and take your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Wayne.
I threw him a curve there.
You did. Okay, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free. Bulletin board system, over 250,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And today's businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who failed to pay their bills. You might believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. Can't lose on that one.
Yeah.
SACL CAI. We reposition companies to do zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. In the middle of a blog post from a self-proclaimed feminist who's very upset at Free Talk Live for taking a phone call, apparently, from a lady. It was last week in California.
I think agreeing with the phone call.
Right. And we'll get into to her critiques about that phone call. But first, she does say that she starts out by critiquing the Shrine of Female Listeners, which, if you've listened to the show, you know is a page on our website where we have photographs sent in by some of our lady listeners, ladies of all ages, shapes and sizes. Are represented there, and they are proving that they listen to the show. So usually in the picture, they hold up a sign that says Free Talk Live or Mark or Ian or something like that on it. And that way we know that they are really who they claim to be, that we're not being duped by somebody who's just made a fake picture on the internet or something.
And, you know, I see that more as a business decision on your part, because you're trying to expand your demographic.
Oh, it's marketing from the standpoint that it's probably the most visited page on the website, not including like BBS and the Wiki.
Right, on the actual site.
On the actual site, it's the most visited page. I wonder who's visiting. Probably men. Most of our demographic is male, and you know they're gonna boys want to see girls.
Does that mean we're using and abusing women in order to pander to our male demographic?
No more than in that particular arena, no more than any than say Hooters does by having female waitresses, or a business owner does that hires an attractive clerk.
Good business.
I wonder what this blogger would think about a business like Hooters. I mean, those women are working there on a voluntary basis. You could make the argument they're exploiting their sexuality.
The blogger didn't say anything about voluntary or involuntary. Obviously, she wouldn't.
Well, she does claim to be a libertarian. So right. So she says, could you imagine a radio show that advertises taking Asian callers before Caucasian callers? This is exactly how Free Talk Live treats women as minorities. And as you pointed out, demographically, they are a minority as far as our listenership is concerned.
Right.
And in addition, because women, because men want to listen to what women have to say, I mean, we're still trying to figure you ladies out for the most part. But we are very interested in hearing their voices. A female voice is a far more attractive a thing, I think, to a male than a male voice is. And it's just, in my opinion, it's good to have female callers on a talk radio
and
show.
You have to have a unique selling proposition when you have a business. Free Talk Live is a business. It needs a unique selling proposition.
Unique. We stole it from the Love Doctors.
Among them is the girl callers go first.
Yes.
Partly.
Fine. Yeah. Rip that right off. Rip that right off from Dr. Glenn and
they're in a single market down in Florida.
Dr. Rich.
Yeah. And we're not in that market.
And we don't have videos of girls jumping on trampolines on the website either.
No, we don't. We don't have the babe of the day. We don't have any of that sort of pandering style appeal to your standard male demographic. So, you know, the women that are on the Shrine aren't encouraged to take their clothes off. Some of them have decided they want to do that. That's their prerogative. We did not encourage it. Nonetheless, the phone policy has to do with how I want to construct this radio show. The fact is, if we have a massively male audience, and we do on Free Talk Live, that means that the vast majority of callers to the show are also going to be male. And if we want people to know that women are listening to the show, and we want people to know that we value women's opinions, because I do, it's, you know, who wants to hear a bunch of dudes talking on the radio when you could hear a lady from time to time? I like what women have to say. I want to hear what they have to say. And I know that if I keep them on hold based on how, you know, okay, well, you'll get on depending on the order that you called in, that's just a bad way to run the radio show, because most of those women are going to drop off. A lot of the ladies that call in, they've got families. They've probably got kids that are demanding attention. There's things going on. Many of our callers are busy, both male and women, and we lose a lot of calls on a busy night where there are a lot of calls on the line, and we're taking calls. Even if we go through as quick as possible, there are some people that will just drop off after 5 minutes of being on hold. And I don't want to lose women callers to a hold time and make it and have a whole show where we could have taken three female calls, all three calls that we got in one evening, and at least had some female voices on the air, versus a show where none of that happened because I wanted to be fair and allow the men to call in equally with the women. I mean, you're upset because I give women preferential treatment? Why is that upsetting to you? Well, I'm giving women an opportunity to get on the air on a show that is dominated by male callers.
You know, because it's an arena that she doesn't want to, you know, compete in. She doesn't want it. She wants women to be completely equal. But the fact is that the genders interact differently.
You are equal. You're still a female versus a male. You're a human being. You're equal on that basis. It's just that my set of rules for how I want to run my radio show treats you a little differently.
She wants them to be fair and equal in that particular arena. She wants to control how you think about women and how you treat women.
That doesn't seem right.
It sounds fascist.
Oh, no, Mark.
Which is exactly what that lady said.
Yeah,
she wants to control the way you think.
Yeah, you know, I heard that call last week. I just happened to catch the very end of last Thursday's show, and it blew my mind what she was saying.
It was an amazing call.
Yeah, it was.
It was. I didn't have anything to say against it. I do think that if not the pivotal moment in U.S. history, part of the road to socialism had to do with the whole women's equality movement. Am I saying that women's equality is bad? No, I would not take the vote away from women.
Are we saying that women did all this? No, it was men, white men, that were in charge of the governments. I mean, and then still are for the most part. Governments are ruled by white men, so it's not like the women got elected and did these things. But there were certain vocal women that wanted changes and they wanted government programs and that sort of thing. Does that mean all women agreed with those women? Of course not.
Well, politicians
suggest that. If
politicians
we did, I apologize.
Are chameleons that will do what it takes to be in power. If it took, like it did in Macedonia at one time, stabbing the leader in the back and killing him in order to get the leadership position, they'd do that. Mm-hmm. If it takes pandering to a female vote by offering social safety nets and those kind of things, they'll do that.
And think about that. I mean, there are more women in this country than there are men, and that's just it's a sensible thing to do as a politician who wants to get elected, is to pander. Whether you're pandering for the black vote or the female vote or the white male vote or whatever, politicians pander. That's what they do best.
You know, a few weeks ago I was talking with a female client of mine who's pretty libertarian-leaning, and she says, I'm going to vote for Hillary because I want to see a woman become president. You know, and I said, wait. I'd love to see a woman become president. I'd love to see a black person become president, or I don't really care what sex or religion or what they are. What I care about is what they stand for. Do they stand for liberty?
Right. And you see, that's not an issue of equality. That's an issue of inequality. I'm going to vote for them because of their gender.
Right.
Thoughtless. 800-259-9231 to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave, Montana.
Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, long live free talk.
What's on your mind, Dave?
Right.
These feminists have really nothing to complain about until they address the major problem of their whole foundation they stand on, and that's the exploitation of the female body in the marketing industry. They don't say nothing about it because woman makes thousands and millions of dollars.
Well, some really don't.
There are some feminists that are very upset about pornography. They believe it's.
But they don't. You don't hear them. You hear them talking about stupid stuff, like about getting on a radio show where a guy's treating girls nice because they're women and that's the way we're raised. And they ain't gonna change that, man, because they're trying to change the basic family structure of. You know, mother, father, parents, and
Dave, brothers. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always. More coming up.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever seen elephants fly or cows jump over the moon?
If you think those are hallucinations, wait till you hear about some distracted drivers that are really beyond imagination when I come back.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Think flying elephants are fantasy? Listen to the flights of these real-life distracted drivers. One harried driver decorated cupcakes on her dashboard. Talk about a movable feast. And how about this for distance learning? A woman watching a knitting show via portable TV actually practiced the stitches. And too bad this driver's wits weren't sharp. He used pavement as a pencil sharpener by opening his car door and dragging the pencil tip on the road. Well, we've had some fun today, but remember, safe driving's really serious business. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, everything from a variety of Free Talk Live hats to T-shirts, to hoodies and more, including DVD Classic Archive collector sets and even other items that don't even have our logo on them. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and pick up a free bumper sticker while you're there. store.freetalklive.com. In the middle of a blog post from an angry listener who claims to be a libertarian and an atheist, and so those are some of the reasons why she listens to the show, because I am also someone who claims to be a libertarian and atheist. She heard something last week that she vehemently disagreed with and has since posted on her blog, which is at Blogspot. Wild Hack Montana is the name of the blog. She is complaining about our position, or more specifically about the fact that we agreed with the position of a caller last week. She says, Free Talk Live has gained new heights of misogyny with a recent attack on feminism touted by a caller, a 60-year-old woman named Krishna, supported by Mark, a Free Talk Live co-host, and eventually accepted by Ian himself. An episode aired...
As though Ian himself, as though Ian is all of Free Talk Live. Look! I'm here every night of the week. When I side with some lady who has anti-feminist views, it's just as damn important when Ian does.
And Krishna argued that women were by nature fascist, controlling the lives of those around them, not limited to their family for dominance seeking. She says, although I'm willing to agree that some women are socialized to accept very limited social encounters, hence force constraints on those who choose to interact with them, this generalization seems to be limited to the set of women that the caller personally knows in a wealthy section of California. The people she claims...
How can one's opinions be not limited to the people that they know?
Sure. And I don't think I ever came out on the air and said, yes, women are fascists. I never made that statement, and I don't believe that to be true. Fascism is like a political situation involving corporations and the government working together to control people, so I'm not sure how that word actually applies to women. But when we fleshed out the discussion with Krishna, we were talking more about women's nature, their nurturing nature, the fact that they want to protect
and control.
Right.
Well, those are the terminology that she used, and that's what protecting is, Ian.
Right.
Protecting is controlling every single time.
I think
you're either controlling someone else in order to protect you and your loved ones, or you're controlling them in order to protect them.
I think a better word than fascist would probably, the word she probably should have used instead was authoritarian. Some women can be authoritarian, especially in their own homes. My wife is a complete authoritarian. That's why she and I, if we clash about anything, it's about that.
And again, there are plenty of male authoritarians out there as well. So I don't want to make it sound like we only think women have this trait. And we don't believe that all women have this trait necessarily either. But it seems to be that that based on the experiences that we've had and, you know, some of the scientific data that's out there just about the, you know, the nature of women, that they just have a more nurturing nature. They want to protect their loved ones. And so it just seems to make sense that many women would see the state as a mechanism to assist and aid them with that protection.
Yeah.
They like the concept of a safety net. You know, that's a sexy sounding concept to a woman that's very concerned about the well-being of her family. It's not because they're evil and necessarily want to control everyone. It's just because they want to feel, you know, protected and safe.
Right. Security is a big important thing with women, and that's what they look at in men. When a lot of women, it's been said that when they look for a husband, they're looking for security.
That's correct.
I don't know that it's correct or not. I mean, you know, some are looking for all kinds of things.
Well, but, no, okay, yeah. Here we are talking about you keep bringing up the exceptions, Mark, and that's a good thing to do.
I don't know that that's even a rule. I'm not willing to say that's a rule.
Well, I think I'm with Wayne on this one. I've certainly seen some studies on the
I think women probably want stable men, that's a level of security. I'm willing to go for that. I don't know what security can mean, a lot of different things, depending on the arena. So I don't know.
And even getting back to your so-called gold digging accusations, but to some women, a wealthy man is security.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with wanting somebody who's wealthy, but if you're going to do that, at least find a wealthy man that you love.
Sure. It doesn't matter whatever their reasons are for you know, wanting to be in the relationship, as long as they're clear and upfront about them.
That's right.
So again, I don't want to make it sound like we're painting all women with the same brush. We know there are exceptions. Okay, we know that there are far more independent women that are out there. I, this blogger is one of them. She obviously is very independent, obviously has broken out of the traditional roles of women. And I'm not saying that women should have a traditional role. I don't think women belong in the kitchen or anything like that. I think women should do what they want in life. But to ignore the reality that there are a significant number of women that are looking for security, that are looking for safety, that are looking for those things that we're talking about, is silly. And for us to not address those issues and not talk about them or pretend they don't exist seems a little...
It's disingenuous, and they have the expectation that we will. It's just not fair.
And you know, something I noticed with my wife, that after we had kids, she changed. She became fiercely protective. And a lot of the decisions, a lot of her whole attitude changed, because it was her life became centered around protecting these little bear cubs, as opposed to other interests that she had before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's perfectly natural, but that's what separates men from women. We're different. We can't deny that. So to say that these two sexes are equal is really disingenuous, and I think it's unrealistic.
Being different isn't a bad thing. It's just acknowledging reality.
As long as you respect the other group, you know, and give them equal rights and don't expect to subjugate them, then I think that it's okay to be different.
Let me continue here. She says, and there's this blog post is so long, I'll link to it on our BBS, but we can only take excerpts. She says later on, in the episode last week, in regards to converting women to libertarianism, Ian indicates to change the sales pitch for the women toward caring, as if an ethic of caring was the whole of feminism. Look, I wasn't addressing feminism.
Right.
I was talking about a way that
but
you need
could
to
be
approach.
This could be an issue of the term feminism. We really don't even know what it means.
Right, yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about, and I'm not sure why Mark or whoever that
it's
is.
Not me.
Wayne, would you close your laptop there?
Mm.
A little distracting, that music. All right, so anyway, she says that we changed the sales pitch towards women towards caring, as if an ethic of caring was the whole of feminism. And I wasn't commenting on feminism. I was commenting on the most effective ways to bring females into the libertarian movement. And of course you should look at the lady you're dealing with before you make a decision to take a caring sort of a sales pitch. If you're dealing with a woman like, well, what we're reading this article from, who obviously is completely breaking out of the norms of womanhood, then you should really customize your message to someone like that. But if you are talking to a woman who is all about caring and helping people and protecting and a safety net, we were addressing those women specifically when
right.
we were talking about
that. The caller originally, Krishna, had talked about the nanny state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do you suppose they call it the nanny state instead of the daddy state?
Don't, because they're trying to take care of people.
Well, they're putting a gender bias on it. I mean, there's some kind of legitimate gender bias that is in play there.
Yeah, but they're feminizing the state. That's what they're doing.
That's true. So she goes on and she says, apparently ignorant of the main concepts of feminism, his argument of giving to charity versus government coercion in the form of taxes for welfare is one I have long held, yet I couldn't help feeling as if he were talking down to me as he attempted to instruct his salesman on how to persuade me to buy a lemon of a car. Libertarianism is a proud idea. I feel he's sullied with his showroom attempts of dumbing it down for women. That's not dumbing it down. When you're trying to sell a concept to someone, you have to sell the benefits. When you're selling a product or an idea, you have to sell the benefits. And if the person you're selling to values safety, they value taking care of people, they value a safety net, that sort of thing, then you have to show them how liberty can give them what they want more effectively than government can. That applies across the board. If people want money more than anything else, you need to show them how liberty can make them far wealthier than the government system. So this is not a matter of pandering or talking down. It's a matter of customizing a sales pitch. And whether you like it or not, Ms. Wildhack, we are selling liberty to all sorts of different organizations. Should we have the same sales pitch for every single individual in the world? Because that's the way it should be, that everybody should be given the same sales pitch regardless of their circumstance, regardless of their gender, regardless of their situation in life? That would be silly. That would be absurd. It's like, you know, walking into a convention of black people and talking about points that are only going to really resonate with people that don't live in the ghetto. And I'm not suggesting, again, not suggesting all black people live in the ghetto or anything like
that. Maybe 20%.
But the fact is that you have to customize your message. And there are a lot of really great points that we can make that will help black people understand why liberty is more beneficial than this current situation with the state. Look at Ron Paul when he went to that black voters debate. He brought out the war on drugs at least twice while he was there. Brilliant move. Because black people's lives are adversely affected far worse than white people because of the war on drugs. It's their brothers and sisters that are getting put in jail cells far more often than white people. Should we just not address that because we want to be sensitive to them? I mean, what are you talking about? More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Hour 3's coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.